Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports, medicine, fitness, and wellness, brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Lower Extremity Review and MVP Parent Magazines, UK Health Radio. Got a great doubleheader today. Dr. Virgie Bright Ellington, she's an internal medicine physician. She's an author and she's a medical billing and healthcare expert, will be joining me along with Maria Monadakis, an international best-selling author, a transformational leader and personal development coach. Then the sports doctor's in, some Bob Guida wisdom emails. First, Dr. Virgie, welcome to the sports doctor.
Dr. Bob, good talking with you.
Give us some background on yourself. Again, you're with internal medicine and then becoming somebody paying such attention to the world of, you know, billing and the healthcare maze.
Yeah. So, you know what, Dr. Bob, I have been a board certified internal medicine physician for, I don't like dating myself, but, you know, it is what it is, 25 years. And I was a publicly traded, very large health care insurance company executive for a decade, which gave me a total 360-degree view of the U.S. healthcare system and how it works. Or so I thought, Dr. Bob, until I became a patient and figured out that the U.S. healthcare system is taking advantage of all of us. You know, they benefit from costs going up, and, you know, all of us are suffering as a result.
Well, you know, it's like talking about big pharma, you know, the same scenario, these big systems. You know, we have the finest health care in the world. We just can't afford it.
That's right.
And the way the way the system seems to be brought. And again, you know, by the way, you dated yourself 25 years. I'm doing the radio 40. So I'm going to date myself right along with you.
Well, thank you for making me feel young, Dr. Bob.
Yes, give it a few weeks. There's not a sports family or sports team that, again, is not in the middle of a lot of these challenges, whether it's the college athlete who had surgery, he's covered, he's not covered, what about after, all of these things with the idea that professional sports, sometimes we see 5 years, 10 years after someone's career, they're broke. And a lot of it is, you know, sometimes medical costs. So medical costs is a gigantic problem for all of us, isn't it?
Yes. It's the number one cause of debt and bankruptcy in the United States, period, bar none.
Do you find, again, with all the experience you've had touching base with some of these areas, and we used to always talk about also there was a contest, it was between doctors, lawyers and insurance companies, long time ago, and insurance companies won.
They you know, totally won.
Lawyers came in second.
Yeah,
you know, and the doctors came up the rear. But with all your experience, are we understanding? You know, are we aware of what's going on? And are we getting educated? Which is what we're doing this minute about some of the things that can make a difference. You know, like how are we doing?
So to answer your first question, Dr. Bob, and that is the $1 trillion question, and that's because $1 trillion is the cost of medical bills and debt in the United States every year. Anyway, no, 99.9% of us, I would say, and when I mean us, those of us living in the United States who have to interact with the U.S. healthcare system don't understand what's happening. And the system, unfortunately, I hate to sound conspiratorial, but that's the way the system benefits from us not knowing, the American consumer and patient not knowing what our rights are and how the system really runs.
Well, do you find that, again, this awareness, of course, I guess the pandemic exploded all of these things in all of our faces times 50, with these kinds of challenges that were laid on top of everything else. And, you know, this has always been one of the great dilemmas that we've talked about for years on this board. Why is the United States so much more expensive? Why can't we get universal health care where somebody doesn't have to aggravate over it every day should somebody get sick? Because that's still the situation very often. You know, in Europe, you might say, hey, listen, I don't got to worry. I'm covered. True or false?
So this is the problem. This is the thing. This is why, getting back to your earlier point, that the U.S. healthcare companies, insurance companies rather, won. So just to cut to the chase, the U.S. healthcare system runs on the publicly traded health insurance system, and that is because the system benefits from costs going up, because what do publicly traded companies have to do? Their number one job, actually by law, federal law, is to return a profit every year to the shareholder.
Yeah, so it's a big business. It's, again, like the big business year of sports, where we see, you know, the health and welfare many times of players and or others is secondary and tertiary to, you know, this whole financial burden. Again, or the making money and the
Dr. Bob, the big business
side.
Right, at least the interest of the entertainment sports, professional sports world and college sports world, it's in alignment, the interest and health of the person, the people that are involved in the system, that have to depend on the system. In the U.S. healthcare system, the benefit is completely opposite. The interests are, couldn't be more opposite. The U.S. healthcare insurance companies benefit from costs going up because they have to. They have to show a profit every year, and so they make sure that they put never bet against the house, right? They make sure they put, it's a, insurance companies are actuarial risk companies. That's what they do. They put in risk and gamble for a living. They're actuarial companies, essentially. But the patients and the American consumer and the our athletes, pro athletes, college athletes, hobbyists, all of us, we all benefit from costs staying affordable. So you have two diametrically opposed interests. And so that's how we ended up here. That's what's happening. And that's why it's not going to get any better.
Well, I'm going to ask you more about that, including your series, you know, What Your Doctor Wants You to Know. Everybody listening to The Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go over to radio shows, you go back years, international guests, national guests, local guests, an array of topics, big umbrella with topics and subjects we talk about on The Sports Doctor. Listen to whatever you'd like. If you go over newspaper articles and magazines, we have thousands and thousands of followers, a lot of great information, a lot of excitement with MVP Parent Magazine, Lower Extremity Review, great articles. And again, you could follow us on crazy Twitter at SportsDoc, DOC Radio. We're talking with Dr. Virgie Bright Ellington, who's now a real activist advocate for the whole healthcare system and its challenges, and boy, you've mentioned quite a few already. So the your series, things you pay attention to, what are your bullet points that you'd like to stress when you're saying, you know, what your doctor wants you to know? Where do you start, Doc?
You know what, Dr. Bob, we can just summarize it into three simple steps. There's only one right way to pay a medical bill, and that involves three steps. Now, before I get to talking about how to pay a medical bill, which is how to cover and pay for the care, how to make sure you get the best price, the lowest, most affordable price for care once you received it, but oftentimes in the sports world, we have these elective surgeries, knee procedures, right? Things happen, right? And
yes.
I also want to let you know these three steps can be applied to when you have to schedule a surgery. So the three steps.
Yeah, plus you just said a major word. You said electives, and that
yes.
throws a whole other wrench,
exactly.
a gigantic monkey wrench,
exactly.
into the mix.
But you know what? This is basic medical financial literacy, and you talked about international health coverage in other countries and that kind
right.
of thing. The U.S. is the only industrialized country where you have to have basic medical financial literacy because there is no public health option for those that need or want
yes.
it.
But
so
when people are parts of groups, whether they're in Medicaid, whether they're in Medicare, whether they're in Blue Cross, Blue Shield, whatever, these giant
yes.
companies, there's rules and regulations, and,
yes.
you know, you got to follow rules and regulations.
Yes.
What are the three areas, again, that you find so necessary to stress?
Please, yes, you got it. Three important steps. The three steps are the only one right way to deal with a medical bill is step one is to call and ask for a real bill, because 9 times out of 10, Dr. Bob, what we get in the mail is not a real bill, meaning it doesn't have what's called CPT codes. CPT codes are...
Yeah, it's an explanation of benefits, right? It's that
yes.
Lingo
no, it's
that
not.
You might
no,
get from
not.
Your insurance company.
See,
it's not?
If you have insurance, you will see CPT codes in your EOB, your explanation of benefits, if you have insurance, yes. But often... unfortunately, too often, in my experience, Dr. Bob, 9 times out of 10, the provider, meaning the hospital, the physical therapy provider, the big groups, often will send you, meaning us, the patient, or the athlete, a different bill than what they send their insurance company. The insurance company, they make sure they send a bill that has CPT codes, which
okay.
is...
So Number one, saying
step.
you want people to get a real bill,
yes,
whatever
sir.
the procedure or expense was medically. What's the next?
And also, if you're planning an elective procedure, make sure you ask the doc, the surgeon who's planning the procedure, hey, doc, what CPT code you're going to bill for this procedure so I can make sure my insurance, if you have insurance, covers it. So that's step one. Step two, you're going to take those CPT codes and you're going to Google what Medicare pays for those codes. Actually, the real thing you want to do is you're going to Google it because you want to get a description of the procedures or the services that you're being charged for to make sure it sounds like the care you receive, that you're not getting double billed or you're not being upcharged. And while you're there, you're going to Google what Medicare pays for it. And people will say, well, I'm young. Medicare is for old people. And it's like, oh, okay.
Yes.
But
and they don't, and they've never paid well. Dr. Virgie, what's the best website people could find out about that you and what you're doing, and for instance, the series of what we're talking about? What's the best site for that?
Well, you can find me at crushmedicaldebt.com and free information and resources on the three steps of the only one right way to pay any medical bill and every medical bill.
All right, hit me with that third step.
The final step is once you got the codes and you figured out
yes.
what Medicare charges for them, and Medicare is federal government health insurance, and that's what everybody regards as the basic lowest number price, fair price for any medical service. So that's where
yes.
you're going to change
right.
your number to step three to say, okay, you charged me $10,000 for this procedure, for this service, or surgery in many cases. You know what? I figured out in my case, I am willing and able to pay $3,000. Who can I speak with who can help me set up an interest-free payment plan? Boom, period. That's it.
Aha, uh-huh. Important. Yes, you know, somebody might have an MRI for $2,500 and Medicare pays $400.
Correct.
This is, you know, the surgical procedure, $18,000, they pay $4,200.
There
so
you go.
So there's absolutely
right
there's
Dr.
that
Bob.
Situation. But what you just mentioned... Again, a really interesting point is that people should be proactive. For example, if there's some sort of large balance to being able to try to get set up something that could be doable.
Correct.
Does anybody answer the phone? You know what I mean?
Right.
Exactly. Right. It's so automated, again, and the larger the medical, like you mentioned, you're part of a large medical group. I've always been independent. These large groups, It just sometimes it's so cumbersome with what's involved in everything compared to when you saw the neighborhood doctor and you gave him a check. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's real. As you know, Dr. Bob, it's real. So, yeah, that's what you have to look out for.
These kinds of information.
Be aware of.
Yes. And, again, the idea of moving forward to try to make changes, I'm optimistic, you know, again, that we're learning, you know, some of these challenges hitting us in the face in so many different ways in the world, again, of the healthcare and or billing, which is an interesting topic for people to even think about, that, again, it makes big sense to try to be educated. But I'm optimistic that these different groups, including big business, we're going to have to learn a way because we can't afford it. It's like we were talking with diabetes. We can't afford to have 300
exactly.
million diabetics and such obesity concerns.
Yeah.
It'll break us. So we've got to improve the system. So the good luck to you.
Good luck with that, right? Well, in brief,
I think it's a great topic. It's in everybody's interest. And I always like these three words on the sports doctor. It's awareness, education, and a positive action. Quickly, give me the website again, Dr. Berge.
CrushMedicalDebt.com.
CrushMedicalDebt.com. Dr. Berge Bright Ellington, thank you so much for joining me. We will have you back. Hold on, Dr. Berge.
My pleasure.
Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag HeySportsParents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag HeySportsParents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his 3 decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER, Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of sports doctors' key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual, evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago. It is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. I want to welcome Maria Manadakis. She's an international best-selling author, a transformational leader, and a personal development coach. Maria, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you so much, Dr. Bob, for having me.
You know, we talk a lot on the Sports Doctor, Maria, about the, I call it the mental game, whether you're the best athlete in the world, whether you're their parents, whether you're their teammates, whether you are trying to stick with your program of losing weight or sticking with your exercise or dealing with all sorts of illness and injury problems. So when we're talking about the contest, to deal with some of these, like you put it, tsunamis of life, then we like to have personal coaches, mental coaches, transformational coaches. So give us some background, Maria, on yourself and your work.
Sure, it'll be my pleasure. So, Dr. Bob, I have been, I was teaching the Dale Carnegie course for 17 years.
Wow.
And that's, well, Dale Carnegie wrote a book that was called How to Stop Worrying and Start Living. Everyone knows him as to how to make friends and influence people, but he did have a second book that dealt with worry and dealt with stress and dealt with how our thoughts actually affect our physical being. In the book, and again, he wrote this book back in 1948, he connected ailments and getting well and well-being to our thoughts, to stress, to worry. And
yes. A long way. Now it's up front and center in everything. Again, whether it's at the highest achievers in the world of sports or youth sports, whether it's the world of business, whether it's the rest of us on top of it with the pandemic, and the biggest topic in the world is mental health. So, you know, how we doing, Maria?
Oh, my goodness. So, so many people are struggling, right?
Yes.
It has been a time of struggle. The isolation during the pandemic did not help us. And basically, one way to cope with it is to understand that we have lots of thoughts. Some people say up to 70,000 thoughts a day. And those thoughts need to be managed, because if they're not managed, most likely they will be negative, right? So
that's why the word awareness is such a big deal. You know, I make a big deal out of 3 words on the Sports Doctor. How good the topic is: awareness, education, and positive action. And again, for so much of generations, this connection. And if you didn't listen to Dale Carnegie when it came to some of these things, who the heck would you listen to? Interesting that, you know, he had this other book talking about this side, because, you know, stress is one of our biggest challenges. Our youngsters and all of us, it's a nightmare. And social media has compounded these concerns times 100 also, hasn't it?
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. Absolutely. If you really think about it, if you're connected with the outside world, if you watch the news, if you turn on the TV, if you read social media posts, you get bombarded with a lot of negativity, right? And basically, eventually, you start believing it. But really, one step to beginning to manage your thoughts is to ask, is what I'm thinking true, right? Because even when we think a thought, independent of the outside world, most of the time, it's affected by what I call in my book, it's filtered by your pain. So whatever pain you have been through in the past, it kind of comes up again over and over and over again in your thoughts. So even the thoughts that you're having, if it's a negative thought, you have to start asking yourself, is it true? And of course, we're going to answer, yes, of course, it's true. It's my thought. The second question would be, is it really true, right? And my third...
Well, you know, it's like the famous Mike Dooley, the motivational speaker, who said, wrote his books, and so, you know, thoughts are things. And, you know, sometimes people don't get it. And it seems that everybody knows a lot of this, but it's so much easier said than done to the ability of maybe paying attention to, you know, if you could just add maybe 3 or 4 good thoughts a day, you know, in the mix and try to stick with it. Is that a good process, Maria?
Absolutely. And we're blessed with this wonderful mind of ours that has the capability to imagine, right? And many of your sports fans and sports teams use visualization in order to create a win or to, you know, I know many Olympic teams actually use visualization. They see themselves winning the gold or winning, you know, and sometimes it comes exactly, comes out exactly the way they imagined it, right?
Yes. World of figure skating in the 2010 men's Olympic gold medalist grew up here in Illinois, Evan Lysacek. He was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skates. 12 years later, he was the gold medalist. But figure skating, even decades back, paid attention to visualization.
Absolutely.
Where these kids would imagine their perfect programs. And, you know, decades ago, sports thought that stuff was voodoo. Now it's semi-religion. I think these kinds of thoughts and ideas have made a huge difference. Tell us about your book, Tsunami of Greatness.
Right, right. But Dr. Bob, I'm going to go to my book for a second. Why not use visualization for your life, right? So if you're worried about something or if you're afraid something is going to come into your life, why not visualize yourself the way you want your life to come out, the way you want things to work out, right? So do you find
if somebody says, look, I'm going to take 10 minutes a day, when someone says, you know, how long and what about, you know, meditation, but I'm going to pay attention each day to some of these anti-stress techniques. I think they should teach these relaxation techniques in schools, for God's sake.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So whatever negative thoughts are, sometimes are repeated. We hear them every day, right? Especially if we want them to go away. Those thoughts keep coming back, and we hear them
Maria. You mentioned something that really hit me. You said almost all of these thoughts are related in some way, shape, or form with past pain.
Exactly.
I think that's a powerful thought.
Absolutely. All our thoughts are...
No wonder.
are filtered by our own pain, right?
Yes. My elbow's killing me. Go ahead.
So one of the things that you could do is write down, what are these repeating thoughts that you're having? What are these fears that keep coming up? And I would say create an affirmation. Now, many of you might say, what is an affirmation? It's just a sentence. You know, let's say, you know, I am afraid that I'm going to, you know, that I'm getting a cold, you know, that it's coming. You could write an affirmation that says, I'm now happy and grateful that I am healthy. I am now happy and grateful that I am out and about and feeling, you know, wonderful, you know, this week.
Affirmations have become a huge topic with the whole motivational world, you know, including health and wellness, at least, like you're saying. But it seems we just need to add to the awareness and the education about some of these factors to pay attention to just spend some time, you know, including this in the craziness of all of our lives, let alone when we're challenged in one regard or another. Maria, what's the best website people could find out about you, your work, and the book? What's the best website?
Right. So my website is recreatesuccessnow.com. And if you go there, you will see my book. My book, Tsunami to Greatness, very quickly, Dr. Bob. Basically, I wanted to put the message out there that if something is going on in your life that's negative, that you don't want it to be happening, that you think is just absolutely horrible, I want that everyone to know that every life tsunami is what I call those. Every life tsunami.
Right. Everybody can picture that. That's a great title. Really.
Every life tsunami brings us to our next level of greatness. A new version of ourselves comes out that is basically smarter, has learned a lot of lessons, and it's almost like a new person, a rebirth. And if we look at our life tsunamis as not necessarily a negative thing, but really an evolutionary thing, that we're moving towards the promotion of ourselves to a greater version of ourselves, you know, just like a caterpillar, you know, becomes a butterfly. And, you know, it's not comfortable, right, to go from a caterpillar to a butterfly, but it's part of the process. So through my book, I wanted people to see that everything in the universe is positive, to understand that you do have control. You know, you could have gratefulness journals that will put you in a positive mindset. You could create affirmations that you repeat every day. And by visualizing them, you could create the life you want and ultimately live your dream life and your purpose.
Yeah, it's a great goal, you know, for all of us. And again, you know, whether we're talking about high performance, whether we're talking about the prevention of problems in sports medicine, those are the two things everybody cares. Can I prevent injuries and can I enhance performance? And having these techniques, you want to talk more about it when we come back with Maria Manidakis, the author of Tsunami of Greatness. And pay attention to some of these techniques. We'll be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with ZeroZilchZip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It is a sports doctor. We're going to continue our conversation with transformational coach, author, Maria Mantzoukas. We were just talking about Maria at the break about some of these roadmaps and realizations that you wanted to get across, or you're getting across in your book, Tsunami of Greatness. And again, the idea that people need to pay attention to the positive side of things, especially with all of these challenges. And again, when we're talking about sports parents and we're talking about teams and interactive relationships and all of these factors, then having some techniques is, makes an awful lot of sense, doesn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, sports makes it very easy, right? It's easier than life, and let me tell you why. In life, when we say, what do you want, what comes up for us is everything we don't want, right? Like, well, I no longer...
Is that the pain again? That's the pain
feedback,
yeah. Right.
But in sports, it becomes very clear what we want, right? We want to win this game. We want to win the season. We want to win this team. We want to be the best athlete, right? When it comes to sports, when you say, okay, what do you want? I am sure that the audience has a very easy time describing exactly what they want, right? Am I right with that, Dr. Bob? I know you're involved.
I think you're definitely in the ballpark. Now, one of the big problems we run into is when they know what they want and they overdo it, and they overschedule it, and they overpressure it, where we have those ranting parents on the sidelines, or what do you mean my kid's not playing, or I need medicine every day because my daughter's knees are killing her and she's got to keep playing. So I think you're definitely in the ballpark where we see how these concerns might manifest and why these principles become so important, but how sports can also, blow it out of proportion with the pressures.
Oh, absolutely.
What do you
right?
mean you didn't lose that weight? Right?
Exactly. But you know, we need to make sure that our children especially are well. And if they are feeling pain, that we hear it, right? And we make sure that they're okay. Because what creates negative thinking in a human being, right? It could be they're not feeling well. It could be exhaustion. It could be sleep deprivation, right? And it could be an unmanaged mind, which is what I call when we just don't pay attention to our thoughts at all. We just let them come and go and do whatever they want to us. But the reason we need to be careful is because negative thinking can lead to anxiety. It can lead to depression. It can lead to stress. And we definitely don't want that for our children or ourselves, right? So we have to keep everything in perspective.
Well, do you find that as we professions, as doctors, as therapists, coaches, parents, that we have a lot of this new information that's becoming very, very, at least more available, more accepted, what might have been considered half voodoo 25 years ago or just, you know, some quackery, now becoming such a big deal. Do we find that the psychology world, the school psychology world, the counseling world is paying more and more attention in our schools, at various levels. I'm optimistic about that, but it's really, really challenging in the world of social media.
Absolutely, absolutely, Dr. Bob, because let me tell you, back when I went to school, there was no social media, right? Like, if you think about, you know, and I'm going to age myself now, but who cares? But, you know, back when I went to school, the worst problem that you had was, you know, if you had a fight with one of your friends, or if a teacher didn't like you, or if you couldn't get, you know, a subject. Those were big problems back then, right? Now,
right.
Someone, anyone who might not even know you could go up on social media and post something negative about you that for some people become the truth, right? So the stress our children are experiencing is beyond what I could understand. I could only imagine it. You know, and of course they worry about shootings, and they worry about, you know, global warming, and they worry about all these other things that back when I was younger, you
yeah.
know.
Really, well, that whole topic, you know, the safety is it's horrible. It's embarrassing. It's terrible what
right.
we've allowed to happen. And the again, adding to the anxieties, I've had bullying experts on when
yep.
we talk about the topic of childhood obesity, which is still a nightmare. And
yep.
I had the author of the famous movie book, Fat Boy Chronicles, about a young boy growing up in that whole crazy world what they were going through. So again, these kids who are faced with all of these kinds of concerns in many instances, and this is why we're seeing what we're seeing. And you know, hopefully the schools and the medical profession pay much more attention to the mental game, I think. But we still got a long way to go, don't we?
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, what can we do, right? What can we do is, number one, check in with ourselves and check in with our children, right? Because what do thoughts do? Thoughts trigger our feelings. So if you say, I don't even know what I'm thinking, I know it's not good. And how do you know it's not good? It's because you're not feeling well, right? So if you want to do a check-in on your thoughts, do a check-in on your feelings. And also what I describe in my book is
how often a day do you find for a healthy person, and you're promoting being healthy, wellness, how often a day should people pay attention to the stuff you're talking about? Even if they're taking out a few minutes, what makes sense?
Right, right.
Can you tell me that in 80 seconds?
Of course.
Tell me next time. Yes. Give me again the... Maria, give me the website again. I can't believe the time flew by of people finding out about you and your book and your work.
Oh, it's recreatesuccessnow.com.
Recreatesuccessnow.com. And your book?
Tsunami
of Greatness. Great title. Great topic. We'll have you back. Thank you so much. It's such a big deal, this mental game. Hold on, Maria, everybody.
Thank
it's the Sports
you.
Doctor.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com. Hey, live from Chicago, we are back. It is the Sports Doctors In segment where we preview some upcoming guests and topics. We add a little Bob Guider wisdom, add a few emails. You listen to our great music. We're going to be talking music next week with Pitts Quattrone. One of the oldest instruments, the digadoodle or yaki, and its therapeutic value in all sorts of different conditions and stress reduction. That's going to be a fascinating show with him. And then we're going to talk big-time brain health with Leanne Stover, that whole area and her organization with that topic of healthy brain function, things that people need to be paying attention to, including the world of high performance and sports performance. The following week, speaking of sports performance, one of the world's great trainers, he was just honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award from the National Fitness Hall of Fame, Bill Crawford. He was one of the initial Nautilus guys years ago out there in Arizona. And then we're going to be talking figure skating. Former champion, Signe Ronka. She's now the publisher of the great Figure Skating Fitness magazine. Great stuff. People say, Dr. Bob, you just the umbrella of topics that you include on the Sports Doctor is something we really take pride in. You know, Bob Guider made a big deal out of jump training and fall training when he was working with these great athletes. The jump box, which was this unstable box that an athlete would jump up on, and he called it perching power, balance. And then the technique in coming down with good structural integrity and balance. Sometimes these athletes were connected to rubber bands in all sorts of different directions. But the topic of training the whole activity of jumping, including coming down. You know, in our facility, Sports Performance Rehab Institute, we had a whole room that was cut out the floor about a foot and a half down and padded for people to practice landing and jumping down. Just fantastic stuff. Think about that athlete in baseball flying around, jumping, falling, different directions, whatever the sport, and learning how to, as best you can, land softly. This is great stuff. Some emails. Pete says, my dad is 80 years old. He's a little unstable. You talk about orthotics a lot in sports. Bingo, Pete. Big weapon. My experience is, if done properly, orthotics are a step up, period. When we're talking about proper alignment, proper support, good shoes, of course, that's the GOLD program, is good walking shoes with combination of prescription orthotics, even over-the-counter devices, some of Dr. Scholl's, Superfeet, other types of over-the-counter can be a good idea and comfortable, but absolutely orthotics is a great way for optimum balance. My oldest was 103 years old, the great author, Dr. Marie Frost, and her orthotics that she wore for 35 years. Very, very important. Huge topic today, preventing falls. Every physical therapist group is paying big attention to that. Phyllis says, my 14-year-old son, football player, he's constantly dealing with these ingrown toenails.
on one side of his big toes. See podiatry, Phils. Ingrown toenails are fixable. They can be permanently corrected. The ingrown edge can be removed, and then the cells can be cauterized under the cuticle. Many times it's a Band-Aid. The next couple of days, maybe missing a week, 10 days of playing. Otherwise, they are recurrent. And have him not be a bathroom surgeon. We see infections all the time. See competent podiatry, and they'll show you how to get this fixed with a good chance of it being permanent. Jerry says, I really enjoyed the book, hashtag a sports parents. Would you elaborate on the four sections, what the thinking was? You know, I just had my co-author a couple of weeks ago, Sharky Zartman, with her new book, Shark Sense. Great, great stuff of life. She's a Hall of Fame volleyballer. She's a professor, teaches yoga. And she was part of the first section of the book called Sports Parenting 101, all aspects of coaching, of different categories, how competitive, what's important, parenting, all of these relationships, including being able to pay attention to the possibilities of abuse, the whole gamut. Second section of the book is called The Sports Doctor's Inn. It's yours truly. We're talking about everything from what's the best shoes, what's the role of orthotics, what about ice. We include, again, the concussion world with some expertise. Third section, we bring in the expertise. Got eight different experts in the world of psychiatry, mental training, nutrition, parenting, coaching, physical training. All these individuals, when they're input into what it takes when parenting a child athlete. The whole idea of the book, hashtag a sports parents, was that there is an epidemic of youth sports injuries, both physically and mentally. Too much pressure, over scheduling, playing hurt, all sorts of concerns, forgetting about it's supposed to be fun, you know, the ranting, raving parent on the sidelines. And that's included in the expertise. And in the final section, it's called the parents' perspectives. You have a half a dozen parents. And by the way, almost all the experts and parents have been parents of patients of mine over the years, or radio guests talking about these topics. Couple of moms, couple of dads talking about what it's like bringing up a serious athlete since they're 10, 11, 12 years old. Think gymnastics, think figure skating, tennis, soccer. These kids are already as serious as early adolescents. And one of the biggest problems is overkill and these overuse injuries. Or I have a chapter in the book called The Prodigy Sports. Again, thinking gymnastics or figure skating is an example. Every therapist and doctor and trainer wants kids to play different sports as they're growing, use different muscles, have different aspects of what they enjoy, what they might not like. But for those prodigies, they want to play one sport, we got to pay attention. So again, Sports Parenting 101, The Sports Doctor's Inn, Let's Ask the Experts, Parents' Perspectives, hashtag Hey Sports Parents is still available on Amazon. So, hey, see you next week, everybody. Thanks. Sports Doctor.